This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Thousands marched through the wind and rain on Saturday in Glasgow, Scotland, as part of worldwide protests. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
In Glasgow, demonstrators carried banners reading "Capitalism is killing the planet" and blamed companies for the crisis. Protester Ellie Forgan said climate change is not just about global warming.
It's about climate, it's about mass movement of people, it's about what languages people are able to speak, it's about extraction, it's about violence against the earth.
In the UK capital, London, Katia Ramirez was among those taken to the streets.
I think it's been a lot of talking about changes needed and this and that, but nothing happens, so I think we're just fed up.
In Brussels, activists from Extinction Rebellion blocked a main street. A giant red earth was rolled through South Korea's capital, symbolising the burning planet. Campaigners and pressure groups say they've been underwhelmed by the commitments so far, many of which are voluntary, exclude the biggest polluters, or set deadlines decades away.
That's Reuters' David Doyle. A massive tow truck worked Saturday to remove the remains of a burned-out oil tanker that exploded in a giant fireball overnight, killing at least 98 people near the capital of Sierra Leone. The blast severely injured dozens of others after large crowds gathered to collect leaking fuel, officials and witnesses said. The explosion took place late Friday when the tanker collided with another truck as it was pulling into a gas station near a busy intersection in Wellington, just east of the capital of Freetown. After the crash between the two vehicles, crowds gathered to collect the fuel from the tanker when it suddenly exploded. The explosion also damaged dozens of buildings and cars. This is VOA News. A federal appeals court has temporarily halted the Biden administration's vaccine mandate for larger businesses. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
The Occupational Safety and Health Administration rule requires workers at businesses with 100 or more employees be vaccinated by January 4th or face mask requirements and weekly tests. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has granted an emergency stay of that requirement. Louisiana's Attorney General Jeff Landry, a Republican, says the rule would impose medical procedures on the American people. President Biden has been encouraging widespread vaccinations as the quickest way out of the pandemic. I'm Ben Thomas.
The United States is ordering non-emergency government employees and their families to leave Ethiopia and urging other U.S. citizens they should depart now as the country's war escalates and fighters approach the capital. Its statement says that incidents of civil unrest and ethnic violence are occurring without warning, and it warns of possible communications blackouts and supply chain shortages. Ethiopia's government this week declared a national state of emergency as rival Tigray forces and allied fighters seized key cities and moved toward the capital of Addis Ababa. The U.S. warning came one day after a U.S. special envoy met with Ethiopia's prime minister amid growing calls for an immediate ceasefire and talks. Sudan's protest movement has rejected internationally backed initiatives to return to a power-sharing arrangement with the military after last month's coup. It called for 2 days of nationwide strikes starting on Sunday. The call comes as a leader of the country's main political party says the generals are negotiating in bad faith and urged the international community to increase pressure on them to reverse their October 25th coup. In the takeover, the army dissolved the transitional administration and arrested dozens of government officials and politicians. The coup was met with international outcry and massive protests in the streets of Khartoum and elsewhere in the country. Archaeologists in Pompeii excavating a villa amid the ruins of the 79 AD volcanic eruption that destroyed the ancient city have discovered a cramped dormitory and storage room that offers a very rare insight into the daily lives of slaves. The room was discovered in a villa in the Pompeii suburb of Civita Giuliana, just a few steps from where archaeologists in January discovered the remains of a well-preserved ceremonial chariot. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.